أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين الغرر الميامين، سيما بقية الله في الأراضين وحجته على الخلائق أجمعين، سيدنا وإمام زماننا وصاحب نعمتنا وولي أمرنا مهدي هذه الأمة وطاووس أهل الجنة الحجة ابن الحسن العسكري فداه أرواح العالمين. قال الله العظيم في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بقية الله خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. آمنا بالله، صدق الله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد. As human beings, we are inherently deficient creatures. We're very weak. We survive on a great number of external factors, without which our lives would be impossible, or at the very least, extremely difficult. There are many creatures, creations of the Almighty Allah, that are able to survive on a lot less than the things that we need as human beings. Creatures that don't need air, or as much of it. Creatures that don't need light. Creatures that don't need as much nourishment or food. But as human beings, we've been created in such a way that from the very first moment of our birth, we are one big pile of needs. If we're left alone for a few hours, or maybe a day tops, without other human beings attending to us, without our parents, without our mother, without someone or something providing us with food, nourishment, water, etc., we die. As opposed to some other creature doing,
who I am? He says, my master is Hussein ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib. And there were other children on the day of Ashura who wanted to lay their lives for Imam al-Hussein. Lady Zainab alayha salam, traditions tell us, when she was about to leave for Karbala, she comes to her husband Abdullah. She said to him, Imam al-Hussein is taking his son Ali al-Akbar. All the others are taking sacrificials for Imam al-Hussein. I don't have anything to offer my brother. So her husband brings Aun and Muhammad and says, this is going to be my sacrifice for Imam al-Hussein. And that is my son Aun. He's 16 years old. And this is going to be your sacrifice, Muhammad. He's only 13 years old. Zainab waits for until the day of Ashura to offer her kids for the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She doesn't tell them anything. Do you know what happens? Traditions tell us that Aun was sitting with Muhammad, with Al-Qasim ibn al-Hasan, sitting down together in one of the tents on the day of Ashura, each one saying to the other, how are we going to convince our mother to let us go? How am I going to convince my mother to go and get killed for the cause of Imam Hussein? Suddenly they hear a call from their mother, Aun, Muhammad, I want to talk to you. You will never be able to understand how a mother could say these words to her sons. They come to the tent. They're still thinking about how they're going to seek her permission to leave. They come inside. Zainab is sitting down next to Ali ibn al-Akbar, probably for emotional or moral support. Zainab says to Aun and Muhammad, she said to him, oh sons, honey, I want you to go and fight for your uncle Hussein. Can't you hear him call out, Allah al-Minna? ناصر ينصرنا ألا هل من ذاب يذب عنا. I want you to go. They look at one another. They're so happy. They didn't have to do anything. They get on the back of their horses. As soon as they leave, historians tell us, أرشقت عليهم السهام. There were thousands of arrows being thrown at them. Imam al-Hussein looks at them. He says to Aun and Muhammad, he said, are you willing to do this? Can you really do this? Can you go with all these men and all these arrows? Aun says to Imam al-Hussein, Ya Am, oh uncle, with what I'm about to do, I'm about to give you the blood of my heart. I couldn't care less how many of them are out there. I couldn't care less how many arrows they're throwing at me. They march into the battlefield. A while later, Aun comes back to Imam al-Hussein. The Imam says to him, do you want to rest for a while, son? Do you want to come down? He said, La, Ya Ibn Rasulullah. I'm only here because I want to see you for one last time. I can't let go of you. I just want to... أُرِيدُ أَنَا أَتَزَوَّدَ مِنْكَ يَا أَمَّا. Then they go back. Suddenly, Imam al-Hussein hears them calling out, Ya Am, oh uncle, come and save us. Imam al-Hussein goes to Muhammad, the younger one. He sits next to him. Aun says to his uncle, Imam al-Hussein, he says, Ya Am, I just heard my brother Aun call out for help too. Please leave me and go to Aun. He surrenders his life and he dies. Imam al-Hussein goes to his brother Aun. When he reaches his body, he's already dead. Then Aba Abdullah al-Hussein stands in the middle of the battlefield and calls out, Ya Ashab al-Safa wa Ya Fursan al-Hayja, Ma li unadikum fala tujibun. Are you asleep, my companions, my brothers, my nephews? Where are you? Why do I call on to you but you don't answer? Are you asleep? Please wake up. The women and the children are left alone. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك وأناخت برحلك. عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله. أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصل اللهم على محمد وآله الطاهرين.